This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And joining us now from the Athletic, Mavericks writer Tim Cato here to help us unpack a historic evening of DFW sports. Tim, good evening. How the heck are you?
Man, I'm doing well. What a turn of events. It's the storyline that keeps on giving because, you know, wow. To me, this is just another, you know, banner set down in a, you know, the biggest North American storyline that began 3 months ago with the Luka Doncic trade. There's always something else.
There is always something else, and there are so many angles on this story here. It's just, it's amazing. So thank you so much, Tim. We love having you on. Brian's hearing from his sources that trading the pick is not in consideration. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah. The first place my brain went, I'll be totally honest, was the idea of what if it was anything other than Cooper? I did that because the scenarios are so interesting. There are so many, the best option and the option that's going to happen is draft Cooper Flagg. But just thinking about how many possibilities, that's where my brain went right away. But after thinking and talking to a few folks and now certainly seeing Tim McMahon's reporting, there's just no way that Patrick Dumont would pass up this opportunity. And Nico Harrison does not have the leash, does not have the, the goodwill with Patrick Dumont at this point to do anything other than take this generational prospect that they just lucked into. It's going to be Cooper. He's going to be a Dallas Maverick. And, you know, the only scenario that I was curious about, the only scenario that the people I talked to couldn't 100% rule out, and certainly McMahon, clearly he got to 100% with this, was the idea that they would at least contemplate Giannis, that they would come to a decision, or at least just go it over. Not to say that they would even have the winning deal, like have the winning offer. I think that was a question. That was another, intriguing aspect of, how many pathways and avenues they could take with this. It seems very clear that Patrick Dumont, and I've reported some of this right after the season ended that, it's a different relationship. It's not a hand the keys over, you are in charge of everything, just tell me where to sign. It's no longer that type of relationship between Patrick Dumont and Nico Harrison. And in that context, it always only made sense after the initial, kind of fun hypothesis that I, that my brain went to, it only ever made sense to just take the player. Now, what you do around him is super interesting, and we get into that. But Cooper Flagg is going to be a Dallas Maverick. I think at this point it's safe to say, it's 100% locked in.
Thank goodness, because that was my initial fear, because Nico's kept talking about the window and he doesn't envision being here long term. So I'm thinking this dude's going to flip the pick and he's going to go and try and get Giannis. Is there any way that they could keep Cooper Flagg And with some of the assets that they have right now, maybe that would even mean moving on from Anthony Davis, that they could still get into the Giannis sweepstakes, or do they just not have enough?
I think another GM might really look at Anthony Davis. If another GM inherited the situation and looked at Anthony Davis and looked at Giannis and thought correctly that Giannis is a better player than Anthony Davis, I think that's a scenario that could happen. I just, if Nico Harrison is going to be the GM, he's the guy who brought him here. I just don't see any scenario that is the case. And it is funny. They're almost a perfect salary match. They make almost identical amounts of money, and a huge hurdle for trading Giannis, even in the scenario where the number one pick was in play for Dallas. A huge hurdle was actually getting up to the money match. We don't have to go deep into the CBA ramification specifics here, but it would have taken like four players. If Anthony Davis is available, you can almost one-to-one swap them, or I guess you can one-to-one swap them, but it would be a scenario where you'd add some things. But as long as Nico Harrison is the GM, and once again, just like it was after the season, every single indication points to that. Although, there's always the possibility that Patrick Dumont it's a little tricky to know exactly what he's thinking, just because he's so new to the job and operates so differently than Mark Cuban. I think Nico Harrison will remain the GM. I think Cooper Flagg will be a Maverick, and I think Anthony Davis will return next season as this team now tries to run back this vision that, was hatched in February. Just looks a little bit different, especially with who is going to be your starting small forward.
Hey, Tim, have you done any backstory on the coin flip between Chicago and the Mavs to get this to get that pick?
Yeah, so it's as far as I understand it, Dallas won the coin flip,
right?
Which didn't give them, because they had the same record, they were going to be still pretty much tied in the odds. But right. Dallas 1.8 got to 1.7.
Yeah, right.
So they were only 0.1% better odds than Chicago. It would have been a little bit more. It would have been separated a little bit more if they had different records.
Sure.
But because they won the coin flip, they won the 0.1%, and thus they won the series of numbers that ended up being pulled out of the ping pong machine. This is far from the first time this has happened.
Sure.
In fact, my understanding is, or not my understanding, my memory tells me that Dallas lost a coin flip, which ended up, they ended up dropping in the Luka Doncic draft. They ended up dropping 3-5. Mm. And that's because they lost a coin flip.
Wow.
I think I have that right. So this happens every time. And honestly, like the more you examine the details, like, of course, I mean, if you wanted to play this game, you could go back to, I don't know, like the missed goaltending in New Orleans in a game Dallas was almost certainly going to win if the goaltending had been called. Like, you can go find any number of moments, but it's still, I guess it's just a story of like sports are incredible, and they're also, random as hell. They're just so random, and you never know what's going to happen. And every single little tiny thing can mean the difference between Cooper Flagg being a Dallas Maverick or the very bleak future Dallas instead had awaiting for them if they did not, in fact, win the number one overall pick.
It's Tim Cato with All City Dallas here with you in the G-Bag Nation talking Mavs.
So, Tim, you don't think it was a rig situation? Are you not buying into the conspiracies? This was all on the up and up?
I love a good conspiracy. I think for the things that I just said, that the beauty of sports to me is that it is random and real and not scripted. I think it's just easier for me to dismiss that stuff. It would take a lot of active conspiracy, a lot of active pulling of the levers, maybe literally pulling of the levers. I do not know how that ping pong machine works. It would take a lot of active conspiracy. I'm way more down to buy into a passive conspiracy where the NBA just has an idea that if they let something happen, it will end up in an outcome that suits their interests. That is one thing. The act of conspiracy of however they would rig the lottery is a little far-fetched to me, but I'm also not out here being reprimanding anybody who wants to engage with that, because I get it. Like, it lined up perfectly. You had a fan base that wasn't just angry, they were apathetic, they were losing interest, they were tuning out. Dallas. That was a very real possibility next season that this fan base, you know, wasn't going to be there, you know, or like, you know, huge percentages of it. We're just not going to tune in. So I get it. But ultimately, no, I do not think the NBA actually rigged the lottery.
It is incredibly lucky, Tim. What is your feeling on, are Mavs fans ready to buy back in and be super stoked about something already? Or, you know, have they not gotten closure off the Luka thing? Like, is this still rooting for Nico's success in a weird way?
Yeah, I mean, every single fan's going to have their own relationship to the team and their own relationship to the emotions that they've felt over the past 3 months. I've seen a lot of those reactions, but it's also, you know, a lot of people that are in my Mavericks Twitter list. So, you know, is that representational of everybody? But I have far and away seen mostly excitement, you know, even if it's contained excitement, even if it's excitement about Cooper Flagg and not everything else around it. I guess the one thing I would say about that, I don't think Nico has solved everything. I don't think Cooper's instantly, and I know we're going to probably talk more about Cooper, he's going to make your team better right away. But this team is still, if they just run it back, they make no changes to the roster. Of course they are. But if they just run it back, they're going to play 50 games without a creator. They're going to play 50 games without Kyrie.
Yeah.
And I don't think without a true creator in the backcourt that they're going to be anything other than a 500 team. Now, you get Kyrie back about, you know, 50 games into the season. And if you're only 500, that's so much ground to make up in a Western Conference that is probably going to add Giannis and only get tougher. So I think that Nico Harrison still has some work to do, even though Cooper is a massive, massive, massive help. And he's instantly from game one going to be a plus NBA player. This isn't someone who needs like a year of development to impact winning. But I still think that there's some work for Nico Harrison to do. And I still think that he has to prove that. And if he doesn't, then I think there's still a scenario that Cooper Flagg is in Dallas and, you know, there's somebody else calling the shots in the near future if Nico Harrison isn't able to navigate a very tricky roster building construction that's ahead of him this summer. Just one that's slightly less tricky now that you have Cooper Flagg slotting into the starting lineup.
I'm glad you brought that up. Tim Cato with us here at 105 Through the Fan. Two-parter here. Do you think there's a scenario where Nico's not the general manager to start the season? Maybe he doesn't agree with, hey, I want to make this pick, and Dumont, there ends up being a power struggle there. Maybe Nico steps down, whatever it might be. And then how do you see the fit with Cooper Flagg and this current roster?
I expect, just like I expected after the season, just like I've expected throughout the past 3 months since Luka was traded, that Nico's going to be the GM next season. But I will leave I'll leave that door ajar just because I don't have a good sense of what Patrick Dumont is thinking about this whole thing. I have a sense that the relationship with Nico is a little bit different, but I don't have a sense of whether, you know, this is a get out of jail free card in a lot of ways. And I don't have a sense of what Patrick Dumont or like what extremes he would go to. Would he consider something like that? I think end of the day, I would think not. I think this will be Nico's opportunity. I don't think Nico's, you know, if he understands that he has to take Cooper Flagg, even if there's, you know, Green Goblin mask whispering to him, like tiny little ideas about other things, he'll go take Cooper Flagg. I don't think there's any concern about that. As for the fit with the Mavericks, like I said, Cooper instantly is going to make you better. He's going to be an awesome defender from literally his first game in the NBA. He's going to be at least in, you know, average, above average, slightly above average offensive player. He may not be great at anything just yet, but obviously his ceiling is massive. There is potential he develops into a number one option. I think the big question for me is do you go big or do you go small? And small in this instance isn't really small. It's just Anthony Davis. I know you want to play the four, but you're a center. You've always been best as a center. You want a title as a center. So you're going to be a center. And then it's a scenario where PJ Washington and Cooper Flagg can play together. If you're trying to start a center next to Anthony Davis still, and Derek Lively is also awesome. You know, like this is not me dismissing that fact. You know, he can start, and then, you know, but in that scenario, are you trying to hang on to Daniel Gafford and you're looking to move PJ Washington? Because before last night, I think it was the other way around was the likeliest scenario. So there are questions about how exactly Dallas is going to build this team, how they're going to get spacing around a player who also needs some room and space, literally on the court and figuratively in his development cycle, to potentially be that number one option or be that number two option, to grow into that. Because on that side of the court, I mean, he's 18. Of course, he's still learning and developing in those ways. So obviously, no matter what, Dallas has to come out of this offseason with a creator who can do some of what Kyrie would do if he was healthy. You're not going to replace Kyrie, 100%. Of course not. He's an All-NBA player. But I think, you know, how they go about solving that creator, fitting in that creator, and how they go about all of this is truly fascinating. There's a lot of questions around it. Again, but when it comes down to it, Cooper and how he fits is you just go put him on the court. It's everything else around him that I think there's questions about how Dallas goes about kind of making this the best possible situation for him while also trying to achieve that goal to win now with the win now players they have.
Hey, Tim, if Dallas, they ended up in the top, say they ended up in the top four and they ended up with the third pick, do you have a guy in mind you would have taken there? Because you were talking about creators, and it seems to be maybe there were a couple in this draft that, at the top, that maybe those lottery guys, is there a preference you would have had? And, or is there somebody like that would make more sense than not taking Flag?
I think if they had been second, I think Dylan Harper would have been awesome on this team, and maybe not, you know, as polished as you would hope, but at the same time, super, super polished guard and more of an obvious fill in for the Kyrie absence. At 3 and 4, I'm pretty sure the pick would have been traded at that point. Mm. Just because the players at 3 and 4 are not as polished and do not have superstar potential. Even if I really like VJ Edgecombe, even if I'm curious about Ace Bailey, I think 3 and 4 would have been the avenue for Dallas to go ahead and trade that pick, to feel like they got super lucky and the flexibility they have to build around the roster they have. But Cooper Flag is flexibility to improve the team now, improve the team later, give you a massively long timeline. Potentially to be the most valuable contract in the NBA. And, you know, if you're a front office, you certainly think in that way. Hard to know for sure. But, you know, I think one or two, they would have taken the first and second best players in the draft. 3 or 4, it's probably traded 11 or 12 if they had stayed put. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares? It's really the right response.
Tim Cato here with you on The Fan, wrapping up with Tim from All City Dallas. Is there any interest or momentum around that idea of going young around Flag and in trading your veterans? I mean, obviously not under Nico, but with a new GM, would that be possible?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same thing when, you know, would Patrick Dumont consider that? Would he consider this get out of jail free card, this chance to, you know, for a redemption arc, so to say? Would he consider that? And I just don't know. I don't know in the sense that I don't think so.
Yeah.
But if he is thinking about that, I don't think we'll find out until he actually pulls the trigger. Just thinking about information and how it's doled out. Obviously, this is something that he would keep very close and tight. You know, this isn't something that's going to leak if he was considering it, but then Nico is still the GM. So I think the options are either, you know, we just out of nowhere get a Shams text, or we never know that it was ever in consideration, or it just wasn't in consideration. And I think the third one, I think the fact that it's probably not going to be in consideration is the likeliest outcome. But I guess I won't rule it out. Same as before. I'll leave the door just a tiny bit ajar, just out of a lack and an absence of knowledge of really, truly how Patrick Dumont operates, at this point.
Well, congratulations, Tim. I mean, this is just a heck of a story for this beat, isn't it? Awesome, man. I mean, from our perspective, we feel like NBA Talk is back on the show, baby.
I know. That's you know, I'm happy. You know, happy for our show, happy for the content creators, happy for the fans. You can only imagine what comes next, because you know it's been something every single, feels like every single month, every single week, sometimes every single day. So I'm just strapping in here for the ride.
Love it. There he goes, Tim Cato, All City Dallas. Thanks, thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
See y'all.
Cha-ching, bang. Wow, what an incredible time to be alive as a DFW sports fan. Just over a week ago, it seemed like the curse of Luka had not only devastated the Mavs, made this more a hockey town than a basketball town, and nothing against that. I'm with it. You know, I'm definitely not going anywhere on the Stars, but then the Cowboys get Pickens and the Rangers start hitting. And then this happened, and the Stars up 2-1 on the brink of elimination to up 2-1 now a week later. Just thank you, sports gods, or whoever decided we'd sat through enough. We'd paid enough penance, and we're back, baby. So C-Notes coming up next. Cowboys news of the evening. Everything breaking here with your football team and making headlines is next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Let's hit the C-Note. We do it every night at this time. The Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Segments also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Tim McMahon reporting that the Mavericks pick is going to be Cooper Flagg. There is that news out there. And then the Miro Heiskanen news, he's activated tonight and available, and we assume that could only mean they plan to play him in game 4 against the Jets. So it is a very exciting time to be covering these DFW sports. Thanks for checking us out.
Might be a chance, I was talking to the Hockey Hawk about this, that maybe that you dress extra defenseman tonight. He was saying to go one forward light and then go with some extra defensemen.
So. Yeah, I was just asking Leah Simakopoulos about this. And so the big question would be like, okay, so what would the defensive pairings look like? if Miro's in? She said, that's a good question. She can see him rotating, skating with both Thomas Harley or Esselindel. And then you could see a variety of pairings then with the forward. So if they end up not going with seven D-men, it could be Petrovic might be the healthy scratch there, and Miro takes his spot. But that'll be something, you know, whenever we get the lines pregame, we'll kind of pay attention to Leah and Heike and some of our local beat writers. But that'll be fascinating to kind of see how Pete DeBoer wants to work him back in.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great eventually. I am a little bit anxious about tonight, you know, and how you bring a guy back in and how you alter these lines that can have chemistry going really well. And you obviously, everything you're doing, you've sorted it out, how to play without him. Now you're going to try to, you know, put him back in there. And it's a move you got to make, because I feel like once you get this transition smoothed out, you know, then you are going to be completed as the overwhelming Stanley Cup favorite. I mean, they already are the favorite in Vegas. If you want to bet right now, like, who's going to win at the stars of the favorite. But I think this is going to make it ridiculous with how Thomas Harley has elevated his game now.
Yeah, man.
Like, there's just so many different ways this team can beat you. And Otter's playing great this time around. You know, I have not been sold on Otter. I've been told he's an elite goaltender, but the last couple of playoff runs, I thought there were some games that got away from him. It's time for the C-note, though. A lot more talk today about the Cowboys' Week 1 game against the Eagles, opening night of the NFL there, that Thursday game. Eagles are 7-point favorites.
Yeah, I've got a good breakdown, by the way, in Cresty's Corner, believe it or not.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got some things that bettors are already looking at, but it's kind of an in-depth kind of a way of looking at it, maybe a little bit different. So.
I just thought now would be a decent time to remind you guys that there still hasn't been back-to-back winners in this division for 2 decades.
Yep.
Philly lost these players. You know, last time they won big, they weren't able to sustain it. And then they lost like 5 defensive players. Are you guys ready for that? Do you have an appetite for it that maybe the Eagles aren't going to win the division even this year?
Yeah, I could see the Commanders probably going ahead and winning it with Jaden Daniels.
I think the Cowboys are going to win the division.
I could see it.
Yeah, I like Volchuk calling it. He did the Commander call early last year, too.
There could be something to a regression in Philly with the coordinators. We've seen that before. Yeah. Now, the Cowboys are breaking in a new defensive coordinator as well. There could also be
offense, sure.
Well, Shoddy's been there at least, but you're right. Now, hopefully this is a new Clayton Adams. Like, there are going to be doing new stuff, 100%. So that goes both ways. But then the regression that we saw with C.J. Stroud, like this time last year, we were touting C.J. Stroud as like possibly a top 5 quarterback. He didn't play that way. I do believe Jaden Daniels is that dude. I thought he was better than C.J. Stroud coming out. But maybe you see a regression there, possibly. The sophomore slump, could that be real for him? So I think it's Washington or Dallas. One of them is going to win it. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw 3 teams make the playoffs out of the East this year.
That would be fun. I think right now with the Vegas number on the Cowboys is still like 7.5 or something.
Yeah, for the win total, absolutely.
And I'm more with Chief, where I'm leaning towards it's probably going to continue to be a disappointing season for the Cowboys because they need positive answers to just way too many questions. There's at least 6 of them, Brian.
Yeah, I think it's going to be difficult to win the division. I like what you're doing, Volchuk, though, but we'll get the schedule tomorrow and, you know, maybe have an idea to really break it down even further.
Are you going to be actively trying to leak things?
I'm trying.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I love
when he does this.
I do too, man.
I'm trying to figure out stuff, but you're only as good as your sources. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only as good as your sources. So, but anyway, I just wonder, you know, Dawson brought up yesterday about playing the NFC North and then having to play the AFC West. You know, now maybe Dallas catches a break because they weren't as good as Philadelphia and the Commanders, so that's the extra games. Instead of playing a first or second place division winner, you're playing the third. So maybe you catch a break there, but I think the schedule is going to be really difficult for everybody in the NFC East.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Commander, I think everybody is going to have problems dealing with the games that they're about to play.
Going to have to go earn it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what Troy Aikman thinks the Cowboys might be ready to do. I don't know. Tell me what you think about this. He and his buddy Joe were on Good Morning America. You got Robin Roberts there asking him. I kind of got Bassic vibes off Troy Aikman here. Tell me if you agree.
We got 10 seconds left. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I'm going to say Buffalo finally wins it.
Ooh.
Cowboys.
Oh, come on. How about that boy?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Stray.
He's going back over there right now.
You know better than that. Come on, Troy.
I do love him trolling the giant Michael Strahan. But yeah, that's basically like all of us picking the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. And then we're just doing the Goodfellas laugh.
You nailed it.
You absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, the Commanders have the have a tough schedule. I mean, they're all looking at, the Giants actually, awful as it is, they have, according to Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis, the toughest schedule in the sport.
Yeah. Ouchie.
The Eagles would have the fourth most difficult schedule. The Cowboys would have the 10th, and the Commanders would have like the 12th most difficult schedule. So
okay. So we're actually catching a little bit of a break here compared to the Giants and the Bird Turds.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right,
You're playing a tough division there in the AFC West.
You deal with their own division, and now you're dealing with those.
Top five hardest schedules in the sport are, you have Giants, Lions, Eagles, Vikings. You have four NFC teams with some of the most difficult schedules.
And then who knows, you get the pop-up teams.
Final story about the pop-up year. In the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening, Woolchuck always reminding you about the pop-up. Robert Mays of The Athletic asking, who's the best quarterback you could imagine being traded? The premise was Bills and Chiefs aren't going to trade their guys. You know, Bengals aren't going to trade their guy. Maybe the Texans, maybe the Commanders. But, you know, and Robert said Dak and Kyler Murray were his two. So I looked up the contract, and after the restructure, it's even more horrendous. Like, it ain't happening. You know, maybe after two more years, they might have a shot after the 2026 season.
But if you do it post June 1 trade, is there a $48 million cap hit as opposed to if you trade in pre June 1? That's over $100 million, I believe.
Yeah, right now, after the latest restructure, it's $180 million in dead money on that contract.
That's pre-June 1?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I think maybe June 1, 2027, this could be in play.
I think Jalen Hurts would have been my answer to this, because Howie Roseman's a crazy son of a gun, right?
Okay.
He'd be willing and dealing, doing something nuts. Here's my Dak Prescott bold prediction. New Orleans needs a quarterback. Everyone's going on with this Arch Manning deal. Arch Manning's not going to come out of the draft this year. I don't believe so. We've talked about this before. He's got a plan. The Mannings have a plan for him. They want him to start 2 years at Texas.
You're rich and in college.
Right.
Why would you go be with a bunch of grumpy old men
and
in the NFL?
Played 4 years in college, right? Really only started two. He'd be fine. He's not in a rush. I don't think he's coming out next year. New Orleans is probably going to be bad. They just had their quarterback retire. Kellen Moore and Dak have a great relationship. If this season does not go well for the Dallas Cowboys, or even if it's another playoff failure, Dak to the Saints makes a ton of sense for me after this year, if ultimately both sides are frustrated that this thing's not moving forward in the way that they need to in terms of postseason success. I think that thing could line up pretty nicely.
And you're saying this as a person who has Googled Dak Prescott contract and hit the button.
This is after this season.
Hey,
right?
That's strenuous.
This is another year.
I was thinking, do the Saints even have that kind of cap space?
Yeah, the Saints have never been, but somehow find a way to be making moves.
I gotcha.
I don't really believe.
Derek Carr just gave him a $30 million.
Yeah, Derek Carr kind of saved their ass a little bit there, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, there seems to be always a way to finagle numbers and move things around if you want to make something happen.
No, I like what you're doing.
That dead cap, $129 million
it's a lot.
Next year, Wolchuk. I think you got to wait one more year.
Maybe.
But they're going to restructure it next year.
They're going to keep restructuring. But if there's a team that you trade him to, New Orleans makes a lot of sense.
It's half a team's payroll worth of dead cap.
It's a bad contract you signed.
So there. I think in 2 years maybe that I hope Dak's playing well enough that it's a viable trade chip.
Wow.
Okay, we got to run. Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about some early thoughts about the Philadelphia-Dallas game in week one. We'll do
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, your 5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A sports hodgepodge coming up at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you to Reliant as well for being a part of this. How close were we to, like, kind of that pick being shown on air that Dallas got? Was it, like, 2 minutes? If we would have had...
I was so disappointed driving home that we didn't get to have our reaction on the air.
I think that was so much fun when they pulled the card and said Spurs. I was like,
it was stunning.
No, what just happened?
That was freaking wild. Out. Like, it was kind of like, okay, I believe now in the rigging of it, but my gosh.
I appreciate the rigging
to
of it,
see
by
it
the
happen,
way.
Too. Was like, yeah, is this too. Real life right now? Like, all of a sudden, just all the frustration that you'd had over the last few months since the Luka trade, you kind of felt like life just being injected back into your
I've never seen Broadus take his shirt off and spin it over his head like helicopter style.
I did.
Even at the Rangers championship break
did
he do that.
It was amazing. I thought about it, though, at that.
It's underrated. I think, you know, you maybe didn't see it coming and people weren't waiting for it, but I will never miss the draft lottery because the Trailblazers won it when I was working in Portland in 2007, and it set the city ablaze like they had just won the championship. And I was like, I'll never miss one of these draft lotteries because of the potential of when that happens.
Yeah.
It feels like you were in a Vegas casino. You pulled the slot and hit the jackpot.
I'll tell you, when I was trying to kind of pay attention to it, you know, I was watching it and Dawson goes, we're in the top four.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, like, what? How do we, you know, and like they were showing like multiple people, multiple teams, and, you know, they're showing the Spurs and the Rockets. And then I'm like, when you said the top four.
Yeah.
I don't know how you figured that out so fast.
Well, they were supposed to be 10th. And, you know, the only thing you can do is move into the top four or fall back if teams behind you jump. Mm-hmm. So once it got to 10 and it wasn't the Mavs, I knew they got into the top four. You know, and that's when the adrenaline immediately went to 60. You know, but then we have to throw it a break and we come back.
Yeah.
After we knew they were getting to the top four and hoping that they would give us the final four envelopes before we had to throw it to the pregame at 6:23:58.
You had the hard out.
Yeah, and those envelopes started opening up like 45 seconds later.
Yeah.
It was a near miss, but still pandemonium.
It was a lot of fun, but I like I said, I didn't really, I was like watching it, and then Dawson just basically screamed, we're in the top four. And I'm like, oh, how did that just happen? Crazy. You know, and you're watching it. And then it became really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like
four.
Like
that's
all
not
these,
the Mavs.
Like all these.
Three. That's not the Mavs.
Yeah.
Two. It's the Spurs. Holy crap. Yeah. They got the number one pick.
It was, I mean, here, I was feeling like bad for like Charlotte. They were like bad all year.
Yeah. You know, it's the Wizards, bro. The Wizards. Yeah, they got the worst of their options.
Yeah.
They could have been number one, and they could have been as bad as six, and that's what they got. This is
why you don't tank. I just don't think it's worth it at all to tank in the NBA anymore. You don't get a good enough chance to get the pick.
Yeah,
but in some ways it is. Like, thank God they lost that Memphis game. All these schmoes wanting the Mavs to win the playoff game versus Memphis.
Oh, no, yeah.
Thank God you didn't. Yeah, no, you're no, right yeah, in you know some I mean? Way. Yes.
You don't get that opportunity if you win that game. Yeah, you're right about that. But that was fun yesterday. I mean, you're right. Watching it is like, I've never sat down and watched it.
Adrenalizing.
Yeah. It is. And then when your team's involved, it usually stinks.
But this one was amazing.
Yeah, this is like, at this point, this is like one of my favorite sports moments
that
I've experienced.
Yeah, it's up there.
And maybe hindsight will change that, but for right now, that is something that you talk about, like remembering where you were, boom. Here in the studio with you guys, I'll never forget that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And that, you know, now you just have to hope that the career lives up to it.
Yeah, you hope.
Absolutely.
You hope.
You know, but this was MVP. An incredible countdown, like a Wemby draft or a LeBron draft. Like, this has been anticipated for a year.
Every time they opened the envelope, I was just like, no, yes, yes. I mean, just kept, you know, it's just amazing how that just, you're right about the adrenaline.
No, that's a great point, though, because you've got to have the player.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to have the player there to where it's worthy of the excitement of getting the number one pick. Yeah, like last year would have been like, okay, cool.
Oh, great. We got a guy.
Rhys Shashay or whatever the heck his name is. Is he any good? I don't know.
Gotcha.
Wee-wee.
All right, listen, this is some stuff I was pulling from some of my Vegas sites and stuff like that. And these are just some things that they were talking about with the Cowboys and the Eagles matchup. And Dawson, you said the Eagles are favored by 7 in this thing. But they kind of gave some reasons why the Cowboys actually should probably take points here. So I'm ready to bet. Yeah. They start off with the Cowboys acquired George Pickens after the 2025 NFL draft to legitimize the threat on the outside. Pickens is a vertical X threat that this offense needed to complement Lamb. We all kind of discussed that on our various platforms. Prescott had the second most passing yards in the NFL in 2023 on throws charted as a vertical. How about this? Over a vertical lead, over the shoulder, vertical back shoulder pass over the last 3 seasons. Pickens ranks first in the NFL in receiving yards on those types of throws, despite a less than ideal quarterback situation in Pittsburgh. So there you go, some legitimate down the field threat. How about this one? On paper, the Eagles' defense isn't as strong as it was last season. Losing key starters along the defensive line, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, and then the secondary with Darius Slay and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think they have a better player now there. But Philadelphia did add potential starting options in the draft, Jahad Campbell, Andrew Mukuba, and Ty Robinson, and free agent Adoree Jackson, Azeez Ojulari, and Josh Uche. Those are the guys that they say that they've added. But it's reasonable to expect that it might be difficult to replace the same production they got from the 2024 defense that ranked first in the EPA allowed. So we'll see how that all plays. You guys thinking that maybe there we got the Eagle defense taking a step back here? To me, they've added some. I like the Mukuba add a lot.
I loved what they did in the draft. Yeah, I think their secondary is going to be good. I could see the pass rush, though, maybe not being as strong. Now, the big X factor is Jalen Carter. Like, does he continue to take the next step as being the best defensive tackle in football? Like, is he the next Aaron Donald where he's just an absolute man beast that you can't handle in the interior? If he does, which he was trending towards doing so, then no. I think they're going to be just as good as they were.
Somebody asked me how many sacks. I think it was on Love of the Star. Love of the Star podcast. By the way, after our show, give it a listen if you would. But we were asked the question, how many sacks will
Tyler Booker give up to Jalen Carter?
To Jalen Carter.
I said in week one?
In week one.
You said two?
Did you say two?
No, I said goose. I didn't answer the question, but I put up the goose egg.
Yeah.
If you watch the film.
That was good.
Williams and Sweat are significant losses, but I'd look on the other side of the field and just look at Saquon Barkley and the big play touchdowns that he had.
Yeah.
I don't think you can count on those.
Yeah. See, this is kind of
where... the health, right? We can't replicate the health.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
In week one, you can.
For Barkley, sure.
Yeah.
We're talking about the season here.
Oh, okay.
Week one,
he's going to be fresh
probably
legs.
Pretty good.
I mean, when he was with the Giants, he had a hard time making it through a Cowboys game.
He did.
Yeah, that's true.
See, and God, you're exactly right. The things what you're saying, Dawson, and I'll skip to that part of it. You know, while there was significant turnover on the Eagles defense, their offense remains intact from a season ago. returning all their starters. One clear advantage is in the matchup is the Eagles' rushing offense against the Cowboys' run defense. Dallas ranked 28th in the average yards per allowed per play in 2024 and didn't make any significant additions to rectify that. Its two biggest defensive line additions, Dante Fowler and Donovan Ezeraku, provide more help getting after the quarterback, and it's unlikely that Kenneth Murray and Jack Sanborn additions at linebacker make the Cowboys significantly harder defense to run on. I'll disagree on that. I think that Sanborn is going to be a really, really good run defender for you. I think people are going to be really surprised how well he makes plays.
I'm with you, man.
I mean, you watch him in the way, the kind of the sideline to sideline stuff he does, and I think Kenneth Murray has got some strong point of attack play.
He absolutely does. The key is to keep Kenneth Murray clean.
Yeah.
And that's a big
Mozzie's
question.
Mozzie's going to be able to do that. Mozzie's going to be able to do that.
I think Jay Toia, my Samoan brethren, he's going to be able to make it. He's going to be hawking his ass all over the place.
There you go. In two games against the Cowboys, Barkley ran 45 times for 233 yards, and Hurts added another 7 carries for 56 yards in the one game he played.
Well, they better be able to run the hell out of the ball for their sake, because I do feel like their passing game took a step back, and now we're back to a place where everybody's saying Jalen Hurts is way better than Dak. I mean, his receiver was mad at him, you know? There was significant problems with their morale and chemistry last year because of the lack of going downfield in the passing game, and I just don't know how you can overlook that.
Kellen Moore addition by subtraction.
I think so, possibly. Too. That's the thing we were talking about, too. How will Philadelphia be able to see how they replace Kellen Moore? The last time they replaced coordinators, remember they tried the first-year coordinators. And
Brian Johnson, it went terrible.
It went terrible for
Joseph Asai.
So we'll see how that all shakes out for them this time around.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon, 3:40 here on The Fan. Miro back tonight. Tim McMahon reporting the Mavs are going to stand in there and take Cooper Flagg. They're not considering trading it. Okay, that kind of gets you up to date on what's been developing throughout the day. What are we doing next, Chief?
Sports hodgepodge, big-time news in baseball featuring the late, great Pete Rose. And let's find out together just how bad I was in our Langford interview next in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.